Tiny Township has received word that the Ministry of Infrastructure approved $3,615,389 in funding requested specifically for a new septage receiving station for the township at the Midland Wastewater Treatment Plant. Mayor Dave Evans told Midland Today, "It's game-changing for the township of Tiny, the largest infrastructure investment ever, in the township's history. We have no wastewater treatment in the township, so everybody has a holding tank," Evans added. "The only difference would be if you have to get it emptied on a regular basis, or every 5 or 6 years depending on where you live in the township." When a 2023 report cited Tiny as the largest contributor to septage haulage at the Midland facility, which was looking to undergo costly infrastructure repairs over the next decade, Midland stated they would stop accepting septage in 2024. Through discussions with surrounding areas, negotiations, and even a joint delegation at the Association of Municipalities of Ontario Conference for a Housing Enabling Water System Fund, HEWSF, grant, the municipalities of North Simcoe worked toward a solution in their best interests. Midland had received $30 million from the HEWSF last year to upgrade the town's water, wastewater, and stormwater infrastructure through the first round of requests on the funding. Notably, the $3.6 million approval from the joint request by Tiny and Midland had been considered as an add-on to Midland's initial request. The $3.6 million in funding for Tiny was 73% of the full $5 million requested, with the township considering spending $1.3 million over a 3-year span as an option. "Everybody will be utilizing this system moving forward," said Evans. "This is obviously a very unique relationship," said Tiny CEO Robert Lamb. "There are still a whole lot of unknown questions, details to be worked out, and work still to go, but the announcement that has come out of the province is certainly a great first step in providing a long-term affordable solution, hopefully, for the residents of Tiny." Praised highly by Lamb was Public Works Director Tim Leach and his staff for involvement in the project. Leach worked in tandem with Midland Environment and Infrastructure Executive Director John Thompson as the team successfully raced to qualify for the grant submission deadline last November. Tiny Deputy Mayor Sean Miskimmins called the announcement precedent-setting as a showcase for two municipalities teaming up to leverage each other's infrastructure and assets. "Thanks to the province and Minister Kinga Surma for stepping up and actually putting infrastructure dollars where it's most needed. Town." Kelly Helauka echoed the sentiment. "It was very enlightening to see how receptive they were to the AMO joint delegation, and I think that should set the stage for further collaboration amongst our municipality with others, and throughout the province." Tiny Township was to announce the approval at their regular council meeting last week, but inclement weather postponed the news. A formal announcement was made shortly after the end of Midland's 3-day budget meetings. During the meeting, Midland Mayor Bill Gordon said, "This doesn't have a lot of fanfare. I don't have the confetti cannon or balloons. The question will be, is it only for Tiny's use or for everyone else's too?" asked Gordon, who immediately followed it with, "To be determined." Midland Council is anticipated to formalize their portion during a council meeting later this month. A report on the HEWSF Intake 2 septage application can be viewed on the October 24 agenda page on the Township of Tiny website.